Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, that's Popular from, well, Stephen Schwartz is responsible for it, of course. Popular from Idina Menzel and Kristen. It's Chenoweth, isn't it? Well, I know, even if I don't know for sure, I know that Sarah O'Connor will know because she's starring as Glinda in the Bord Gáis from the 23rd of July. Morning.
Morning.
May I say how sparkly? I'm fantastic. I'm not as sparkly as you. I am inside, but not
you're
outside.
In the eyes.
Yeah. It's my reflection in your sparkly top. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Pretty exciting, Wicked.
So exciting. And
I say that with all due respect to everybody, because to be a part of this particular show, it is so big, and it has had, how many years is it on the go, do you think?
It's 20 years on Broadway.
20 years on Broadway.
So it's not, and it's not much less time on the West End now.
Right. Now, I saw it on Broadway.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
With our daughter, Jessie, and she was only a tiny person.
Uh-huh.
Did you get to see it on Broadway?
I did, and it was probably the same time. I saw
in fact,
the
I
original.
Think I recognise you.
Yeah.
Were you in the foyer? But I'm really joking.
Oh, yeah, my dad brought me, and it was almost 20 years ago, the original cast.
It's 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is
and
the
it
demon
was
itself.
Packed. I just remember thinking, this is so cool. And the fact that I can remember what that feeling is like, people are still getting that.
Yes.
So even when, if you are a little bit tired going to work that day, you got to pull your socks up because someone else is going to have that experience.
Oh, very true.
Do you know what I mean?
But there was a magic going to see that because you're going back 20 years and, you know, the Bord Gáis gives us that now as a theatre because
that's
it's
stunning.
That type of room, as you know. But back then, it was talk about novelty. And Wicked, of course, the story is so incredible.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, people think they know what it's going to be about sometimes, and there's so many kind of twists and turns and surprises with it because we've obviously met those two witches through Wizard of Oz, and this is happening before, during and after that time of that film, which is so iconic and so famous. But it's about the two witches, Glinda and Elfa, meeting in university, which is a very unlikely story. Probably no one would think of it. You know, it's so clever.
It is really clever.
And it's about how they meet and, you know, the kind of relationship developments and personal developments and then kind of working their way up through Oz and meeting the wizard and all those type things that happen to them as a pair and as two young women kind of finding themselves.
But it's a great story on the basis, if you like, of good and evil, the white and the dark, all that.
Or
stuff.
Are they?
Or are they? Or are they? Which is exactly the story, of course. But that's what I loved about Wicked. It's so clever. It turns it all on its head. And you go, oh, hang on a second. Perception may be incorrect.
Absolutely.
You may not be correct.
And I think that's why it's so relevant as well when it comes to, you know, the green girl turning up and she's different and she's a bit odd in their eyes and, you know, she's just kind of not the same as everyone else. But it's about kind of empowering individuality and being different and becoming okay in your own skin and not having to just follow the group. And even Glinda, who comes as the popular girl to school, you know, she kind of learns a lot from her, and it's kind of how the relationships change each other.
But you are right. It's like, it's 20 years old, but it's for our time now.
Mm-hmm.
It has a relevance.
It's aged incredibly well.
Hasn't it?
And not every musical does that. Not every film or story or book does that.
Well,
but this is really good.
So many of them you look at now, and they almost date very quickly. You know, you look back at someone and you think, Mercyful Hour, didn't really go to that and love it.
Oh, God,
you know? But this hasn't.
No.
And its appeal, it seems to me, it gets broader and broader and broader. I mean, I know, I mentioned the fact that my daughter, who's a teacher, she teaches primary school, this is a very big deal. This would continue to be one of the musicals that they'd all really want to go and see.
Yeah, especially of our kind of generation, I think it was so huge. And it still is staying as relevant. And it kind of grows, like we were saying, it ages well and it kind of grows, and the kind of stories in it.
I'm just looking at some of this information. Broadway, 7,500 performances at the Gershwin Theatre. Isn't that mad?
It's
7,500. Fourth longest running production in Broadway history.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking,
it's mad numbers.
You know?
I mean, there's millions upon millions of people that have watched it across the world.
How long have you been a part of this?
I mean, in the cast,
yeah.
Only since October, but it's been in my life. Yes, okay, I watched it 20 years ago, but even 10...
I'll be in that, you said. I know I can do that.
Listen, I knew all of the parts for all of the lyrics for
Absolutely,
everyone.
Absolutely, that's my point.
But even 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I met my husband at the 10-year anniversary when I was working on the production backstage.
Like, was
I
mean, he working on it? Or was
he had
audience?
A client.
Did you pluck him from the audience?
He had a client in it. So he was there in a professional
capacity. He had a client
capacity. In it? Yeah, he's an agent.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So we met there and so it's been in my life in so many different ways, and I've seen it like countless times as well with friends who've been in it and going to support them. But I think Wicked, if you're in the musical theatre world or if you're in the acting world in London, Wicked's in your life in some capacity, whatever way that is, you know.
Is he your agent?
He is now.
I was just going to say.
He is now.
So he not only fell in love, he found another client.
Yeah, and then he got to tell me I got the job, which was a very special phone call for the two of us.
Oh, wow.
Because he knows how much I've wanted this role for a very long time and how much it meant.
But you've played, I was looking at it, you've played buckets of roles.
Yeah, I've been very lucky.
Yeah, how long have you been at this professionally, Dad?
12, 13 years since I graduated, yeah.
And graduated from where?
I went to CPA Studios in Essex.
Oh, okay.
So I moved over just after Leaving Cert, did my 3 years training, and then went straight into Mamma Mia, and luckily just kind of catapulted from there. It's been, and then obviously along the way, getting to do the commitments, Roddy Doyle's commitments.
Whatever it is, that's
Pain
small,
Imelda Quirk.
Small matter.
Oh, iconic. I loved it.
I know.
But things like, I guess things like Glinda and even Anna in Frozen, all these different roles that I've played, you almost don't put them on the list because they feel so huge and so big. And then when they come along and you can kind of feel them being reachable,
but you
it's quite incredible.
Audition for this, presumably, or were you just offered it?
Oh gosh, no, I auditioned. I was in that room playing and workshopping away with
and
the team.
Were other people there auditioning at the same day, or was it just you?
No, yeah.
Which?
Yeah, you see each other. Oh, you see the other people auditioning.
I hate that.
But we all know each other. It's quite a,
yeah,
there's
but
a circle
you
there.
To like each other, but you don't. You've no time for the other
people.
No,
listen, I've no time for people being mean to each other. So listen, give each other a smile and wish each other good luck.
Glinda's in
I mean,
room.
I ended up getting the job, but sure, you know. Listen, they're all lovely.
It must be very difficult. I don't care.
It's
all
hard.
These stories are historical and hysterical. We know the stories. You're in the room with other people. You're looking at them going...
They're not in the room when you're singing, but
no,
you do
no,
see each
no,
other
no.
at the door.
No, but in the waiting room element.
Yeah.
And you know, you're all in for the same thing and you're wondering, you know, is she... better than I? Is she better looking than I? Is she more
Listen,
suited?
Listen, of course you have those thoughts, but you're actually weirdly, that might cross your mind. You're too busy worrying about your nerves, your sweaty palms, you're trying to think of your lyrics. And at the end of the day, listen, however someone else does, it doesn't matter to you. You just got to go in and do your best.
Sarah O'Connor, I don't believe you. Okay? Simple.
Next question, please.
Here's for good. And we play this from Wicked.
Being my friend, like a ship blown from its mooring.
chatting this morning about Wicked. I have a West End star, Sarah O'Connor, with us. She's playing Glinda in Wicked. It's at the Borgosh from the 23rd of July. Do you know how long the run is? Do they?
To the 14th of September.
Well, that's very long.
Nearly 8 weeks.
Oh, that's very long.
Yeah.
Most things come in for a week.
I know. That's how popular it is. They knew they could sell it because it's so good.
And it's summer holidays. And it's summer holidays.
Oh, yeah, if you're going to bring all the family.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You're doing block booking now, are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Fantastic. I love it. No, but that's what it is. So, so you get the role.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got to be consistent. You've got to keep doing it and got to make sure.
Yeah.
So it is. I remember talking to, and the name will come to me, who played Willy Wonka in The Borgosh. Gareth Snook is
his name.
I know
Gareth Snook.
And Gareth Snook is, I think, very cool as a human being.
He's a very cool guy.
Right?
Him and his daughter, cool girl. Great family.
Really?
Good
okay.
crack. Oh, really
right.
good.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know him from Adam. We interviewed him and as a straight man, I fell for him. But there was something about him. Just something
charming.
Charming.
Mm-hmm.
And what a voice. And what a presence on stage. But you've got to work hard at what you do. Do you know what I mean? And you're on night after night after night, or are you on alternate nights?
No, it's an 8-show week job. And it is hard. It is a lot of pressure. And it is really difficult. Listen, when you're doing a job you love, it does make it easier. Of course it does. But, you know, the cords are so tiny. Your body, you only have one body. But, you know, I feed it well. I drink a lot of water. I have a great kind of vocal team. I go to the gym. I keep active.
Yeah,
you know,
because again,
well.
You're singing live every night. You've got to make sure that the voice is working.
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. And you do work so hard to get to those roles that do give you that pressure.
Yes.
And of course there's days where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do it today, but you generally get to work and you feel grand once you see everyone and you warm up. And you know, we've got amazing teams backstage as well that keep you going.
Sure.
You know, like I have my dresser Caitlin, and the two of us are just a little team wandering around doing this, and she'll have my throat sweets or my water or whatever you kind of need. And yeah, no, it's fantastic. And I have Laura Pick as well, who's playing Elphaba, and we're just we just chat and keep each other going.
Well,
yeah,
you see, again,
we're really close.
Yeah, but also the fact is that you've both reached a level where there's, you know, it's equal playing pitch, if you like.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's very important. You know?
Oh, it is, yeah, because we kind of understand what each other are going through day to day and kind of mentally. I mean, the show is definitely a challenge, a mental challenge, a physical, a vocal. It all comes together, and you obviously want to deliver the same show with the same energy
tonight,
you know?
I suppose what you have to say is when families come to the show, and it generally is families, isn't it, that they've never seen the show, perhaps.
Yeah.
They've talked about it, maybe they've seen whatever, but maybe they haven't actually seen the full show. So it's a very big deal. It might be the only time they ever go.
Absolutely.
So you really want to make sure that you're giving them the best that you possibly can.
It has to be the same quality day in, day out.
Yeah.
If you can't turn up, then you don't turn up. But you should really, we work so hard to get the privilege of these jobs. You have to be able to turn up and...
And then keep it,
you know. And also you want to respect the piece and the fact that they gave you the job. They trust you with kind of maintaining that.
Yeah.
But kind of once curtain goes up, you're too busy kind of in it. You don't think about it too
much.
Of
course, because you're living the role.
You're just having a great time.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Glinda, I mean, when you do come and see it, everyone, her energy is so infectious. And it is infectious just playing her. Like, even if I'm having a bit of a tired day or it feels like a matinee or whatever, you know, the coffee kicks in, the sequence go on, and away you go. You know, you arrive in your bubble and it's 2.5 hours of great crack.
Yeah. You
know?
Do you like Glinda?
I do.
I thought you would.
I really do. And she's not what you think she's going to be.
No, she's not.
No,
she's not. One of the things to remember about this is, even though, and I would say this in all sincerity, and I'm not just trying to sell the thing, I'm helping to sell it, but I'm trying to, is that even though it's running for, 7 weeks?
Six and a half weeks.
I would get in early. If anybody was kind of thinking about going, I would get in early, because otherwise it's the sort of thing that could run away with itself and then you might be able to get in.
Yeah.
My producer, who's very musical, was telling me to do with the notes. Are you aware of this, about the notes? That there's some notes in this together that you can only use so many notes before copyright kicks in.
Oh, no, I didn't
in
know
music,
that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can, because it's called plagiarism, seven. And he said that there's, I think it's 5 or 6 notes together that can be used from somewhere over the rainbow.
I know what you're going to talk about,
And
yes.
It's in there.
So, listen, and the details Stephen Schwartz gives us, I could go on about this. I'm such a geek about that kind of stuff.
This
stuff that I could talk about, even the fact that Glinda, when they sing together, Glinda and Elphaba.
Yeah.
Glinda always sings above Elphaba right until the very, very end when they switch, just as, well, as the story unfolds.
Indeed.
And there's a reason for that, but she never sings below Elphaba because she is that kind of, it's about the energy and where she is and where they are in life and things like that. But the notes he's used, the detail, and a lot of the underscore through different parts are from different things. You'll hear bits of maybe the Elbic Road or whatever they are. I don't know the detail.
Wait a second, what's that?
You're like, I know that, but why do I know that? Because he doesn't even do it like the exact same. He'll do it so cleverly. It's the detail.
It is very clever.
Because when they're teaching it to you, you obviously know it from the CD or from recordings.
Yeah.
But when they're teaching it to you and they go through exactly why everything is the way it is, like it's...
ingenious.
It's ingenious. And it does help you develop, like, with your characters as well, which is really, really great.
I think he's got a degree in music.
Amazing. Ian, smart fellow.
Very smart fellow. Well, it's a good job one of us is smart. And that's the important thing here.
You're the sparkly eyes.
I have sparkly eyes because of you. Defying Gravity. Mm-hmm. It is, without question, one of the biggest musical songs probably of all time at this stage.
100%.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's so famous. And I mean, Laura sings it stunningly. And I'd love to like jump into her body for the day and notice, like, to sing all that Elphaba stuff. Like, No Good Deed is also one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
And but Defying Gravity is famous for a reason. Like, the story they go through in the minutes, I don't know how long it is, but the story that it goes through, because we dip in and out and then we sing bits together and then
it's actually very long.
It is. Well, we have bits in between that aren't necessarily on the recording as well, like bits of dialogue and things like that. And that's when the magic starts to set in, and you can just see the audience going, oh wow, okay. And just by the end of it, the light ends up on the audience and you can see the reactions, and it's almost they don't know what to do because it's so incredible.
It is, yeah. It's a very special moment.
It's iconic, evening.
How are the people of Lucan? Lucan, are you from
Lucan? Yes. Yeah.
Do you bring the sparkles back to Lucan at all?
I do try my best.
Yeah.
Listen, I am so chuffed that the work's brought me home. Hopefully it won't be the last time, you know, because it's so nice to just get back and to go down to the village and go and have your, you know, your local cake and a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
And natter with the locals.
And be where you're from,
it's perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and while I'm here, I'll definitely be going home and seeing all the family and stuff. It'll be absolutely gorgeous. You know, even just to be able to go meet my sister on her lunch break. It's those tiny things that I haven't done for 16 years.
That you can't do, absolutely.
So that's great.
You'll be with this in the Bord Gáis from the 23rd of July, and then it moves on.
Yeah, then we'll be doing the last. We have three more after that, through to January when we finish. Yeah.
Well, go see them here. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Not at all. Thanks so much.
Sarah
nice
O'Connor.
To meet you.
You too, starring as Glinda in Wicked at the Bord Gáis Entry Theatre from the 23rd of July for 6 and a bit weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
seven
something
maybe.
Like that, something like that. But anyway, go early. Tickets through Ticketmaster. This is Defying Gravity. It's 5 minutes and 51 seconds.
There you go.
And then you add in all the dialogue, it's probably about an hour.
Yeah. And it's all glorious. Good luck, Laura Pick.
Good luck to you. Take care, Sarah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm limited. Just look at me. I'm limited. And just look at you. You can do all I couldn't do. People come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can
stay calm for once, instead of flying off the handle. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your paws forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. Now, Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for, you can have all you ever wanted.
I know,
but I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.